I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The annual winter bat survey is underway this year in West Virginia, and the count is taking on added significance. I'll explain why right after this.
If hunting and fishing sound like perfect activities for a first date, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a friend of the outdoors. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. If you're like me, you've got plenty of friends and family just waiting for an invitation to step outside. So ask them. Take a newcomer shooting, hunting, or fishing. You'll have fun together, and you might even ignite another vital contributor to fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Find out how at stepoutside.org.
Each year, DNR biologists in West Virginia and various volunteers visit caves around the Mountain State to literally count the bats that are hibernating there, most specifically West Virginia's endangered bats.
The main purpose for these counts is to get a track on how bat populations are doing. We have two endangered bats in the state, the Virginia big ear and the Indiana bat, and populations have been increasing some, largely due to cave protection, and we just try to track the bats to see what's going on, and if there is a problem in any given cave, try to catch that early enough that we can correct the situation. So we've been going out and doing this for a number of years.
That's DNR's Craig Styler, but this year's count has revealed evidence that the sinister white-nose syndrome may have infected West Virginia's bat population. Craig says for now, nothing is confirmed, but it certainly looks like it.
These were two caves in Pendleton County, and we had bats with fungus on them. We had bats that were behaving abnormally. We sent specimens off to the lab yesterday for confirmation, so we won't know for a few days if that's what was going on, but it looks pretty suspicious. And if that's the case, then you know we have another threat that our bats can be facing here in West Virginia, and we really didn't expect it to move down here that quickly.
The white-nose syndrome was first noticed in the Northeast only a few years ago, and if those cases are confirmed, it'll be the first in the Mountain State and the most southerly yet.
It first turned up in New York. And then last year, it spread to Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. This year, it's been confirmed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And then we have the suspected case in West Virginia now. So it's moving pretty quickly. Our hope was that by the time it got to West Virginia, somebody would have figured out a treatment. And it just seems like it's here already. Although, like I said, we haven't confirmed it, but if I was a betting man, I would say it's here.
And that's a scary prospect that doesn't bode well for the bats in those West Virginia caves. Craig says for other problems, they've been able to recommend solutions, usually better protection of the cave itself. But this is something different.
There really isn't anything that people know of how to treat it. So best we can do is try not to spread it from cave to cave. And when we're doing our bat surveys, we completely change our gear between one cave and the next. And when we get back, we wash and disinfect everything so that we're not taking anything from one cave to the other, but, you know, at this point, there's no known way to treat this problem.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.